We're up to Mishnah Gimel here in Perek Yud Tes. There's actually a lot of debate about how to explain this Mishnah, what exactly the case is talking about. It has to do with the permissibility of heating water and washing the cut on this child after the bris milah. So the straight reading of the Mishnah is Marchitz and Esakatam ben Bethamila ben Lachramila. You can wash the baby prior to and after the bris on the day of the bris. Umizalfin olav b'yarav a little bit clean. You could sprinkle on him with your hand, but not with a kli. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Marchitz and Esakatam b'yom hashlishi shechalios b'shabbos. He says the third day is the most dangerous day. Vahi b'yom hashlishi, it says in the case of Shechem, when the Bnei Shechem were attacked by Shimon and Levi, b'yosam kohavim, when the Bnei Shechem were sick. Safik v'androgynous ein mechalon of Shabbos, Rabbi Yudah Matar v'androgynous. So a safik, we're not sure whether this is, there's a lot of discussion about this, whether this is a ben shiva chadashim, which would live, ben shmona chadashim. They had a tradition in those days that an 8-month gestation would not survive, so then you wouldn't be mechal Shabbos. But practically, we don't concern ourselves with that. Bezman is that we think that every child has a chance. V'androgynous means androgynous has indications of being male and female. Ein mechalon of a Shabbos. Rabbi Yudah says himolachim kol zachar includes even an androgynous. Now, Mishnah Dalit, now we're going to talk about a case of mistaken identity, which is related to a much larger sugya in Shas called Toeb Dvar Mitzvah. You're trying to do a mitzvah, but you make a mistake. Misha ha'ilo shnei tinokos, you have two infants. Echad lamal achra Shabbos, one's a Sunday bris baby. Ve'echad lamal b'Shabbos, one's a Shabbos bris baby. V'shachach umala shal achra Shabbos b'Shabbos. And you accidentally mauled the Sunday baby on Shabbos. So you're chayav. That Sunday baby, it's not yet the 8th day. So you did a mila, which is chavolo. You wounded that child unnecessarily. There's no mitzvah there. So you're chayav for the malacha of chovel. Echolom be'erev Shabbos, be'echolom b'Shabbos, v'shachach chumal shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. You mal the child of the Friday bris on Shabbos. Rebbe Elazar machayav chatas. Rebbe Elazar says, even though you were trying to do a mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah because this child is now gemalt in his man at a time that you can be yotz to the mitzvah, you're still a chayav chatas. Rebbe Yeshua Poter, he says, even though you violated Shabbos because it's a mila shalob b'zmana, it's not the correct time to do the bris because it's shalob b'zmana, nonetheless, you get the p'tur, the get out of Karban Chatas free card, because you were involved in doing a mitzvah and you fulfilled a mitzvah, because after the 8th day, there is still an ongoing mitzvah.